Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Hervig Paretsky. And I think one of the questions the listeners, and I think it happened with Alicia, are probably asking themselves, you know, 3 years to take off around the world, meeting your and reaching your dream and all. But financially speaking, how much does that entail? How much investment do you think have you put into all this? Without the boat itself, because let's assume that's something, you know, like a house, et cetera. But the actual, you know, trip itself, daily, you know, gasoline. And so, of course, the one advantage, of course, is you have both the motor sale. And a sales, which is a tremendous. But how much do you calculate you have spent?
We sail most of the time. So diesel is just needed to produce electricity and to go into harbor. But we found out that our drinks, our eating, our food, and then the harbor fees and other fees which are requested from us, they make up essentially of the order in US dollars, roughly $50 a day per head of the crew. And that makes up in 600 days, roughly $30,000 for the whole trip.
Right. And then you share to a great extent with the people. I was saying one of the good things I think is that you share, usually you have what, three or four people with you?
Yeah.
Okay, so you share those $50?
Everyone.
So $50, and then of course the less you have, then the more per person and that kind of thing. So we're sharing, whether it's a taxi cab or whether it's the gasoline.
Correct, yeah.
So there's a little bit, but it's relatively reasonable for meeting a life dream.
Absolutely, you know, it's doable. And then in my case, I have 10 flights, return flights, from all parts over the world, from Valdivia, from Buenos Aires. They typically say 1,000 or so US dollars per flight, so additional 10,000.
Yeah. But I see that to a certain extent, you know, like all of us take vacations and we all travel to certain places, some more than others. And that's something you probably would be doing in the normal course of your life. So maybe double,
yeah.
but it's not.
Okay.
So it sounds, you know, sounds really very reasonable,
yeah.
As you say, doable. So that was a good. Tell us about your experience as a Rotarian. As you've gone, you've visited some 50 or so clubs throughout the world. How did you get into Rotary? This thing revolves around Rotary, visiting Rotarians, visiting Rotary clubs, exchanging banners. Tell us about the Rotary and your involvement and your experience going around the world with the Rotarians and the Rotary clubs.
Yeah, that's a very good experience. I think several years, 10 years or so ago, I was invited to join the Rotary Club Munich International because the idea of service above self, which is our main idea in Rotary, is very close to my heart. And so I'm very active in our Rotary Club and active in many projects we have there. The Rotarians are, I think, responsible for claiming that we could eradicate polio. That's not known in the public so much, that in the late 80s, the Rotarians started to fight the polio virus, which kills or mutilated many children and adults in the world, and it's essentially gone. The WHO, at our last international convention, congratulated us that they didn't hear of a new case in the last 6 months.
Right.
And so if this really is a virus which is hopefully gone from Earth, we really can be very proud as Rotarians. And one can mention that Bill Gates, who is a Rotarian, gave $300 million in addition to this. We have in India right now the largest non-military action worldwide. There are 1.2 people active in vaccination of the newborn against polio.
Right.
And this is something which runs under the umbrella of the WHO, the World Health Organization, because NGO like Rotary cannot go into a country and recommend that children are medically treated, but we can, and that's what we do. WHO doesn't have any money for this. We pay WHO all the money they need to kill this virus, which hopefully will be gone from Earth in a few years. It's a very good achievement, and we had our meeting in Birmingham when the General Secretary of the United Nations came, congratulating us as well that with the action of Rotary, that the high death rate among newborn could be reduced by 15% by our activities. I think that's
tremendous.
That's something one can be proud of as a Rotarian.
So the trip in terms of dealing with Rotarians, as which is coming down as this program is, I only have a couple of minutes. As you look forward to reaching on the in July 20th of this year. You've dealt with Rotarians, has been around Rotarians. What is the homecoming? Have you organized anything special?
That my Rotarian friends from the Yachting Fellowship will have a big event, the party, when we come exactly at the Saturday, 12 o'clock noon.
12 o'clock. And you're going to do it at 12 o'clock noon.
But the explanation is an easy one. When you go up River Weser, which is a river where I have to go up 20 kilometers, and you go with the rising tide,
right.
And the rising tide has a maximum at 11:30.
Okay.
And I know that 11:30 is also the time of the lock where I can get into the place where my harbor is. So I will be have
as
to
Brenner,
be at
Bremerhaven.
Bremerhaven. Yeah.
Bremerhaven. Yeah. Bremerhaven, the V's and F.
Yes.
Yeah. I got your
and
name.
So I just have to be there by 11:30, and when the lock opens, separates, then it will be 12 o'clock that I will be in my harbor. So it's very easy by nature.
But you have kept things relatively low-key, more Rotarian related, not a lot of promotions, no web pages, nothing.
No.
Just this is you with friends, with Rotarians.
Correct.
That's tremendous.
Yes.
Well, I think with that, it's been great hearing and sharing with you this experience. And I'm sure the listeners will be fascinated. So many people dream about things like this. And it's more than just 1 year, 3 years. So I congratulate you for reaching your dream. And I hope, cross my fingers, we'll see ourselves in Lisbon, hopefully, and maybe sometime in Munich. Visit your Monday evening thing. So it's been a great, and thanks for joining me in my program. And have a great success in finishing what's left of this great trip.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez. You're invited to join Jorge and his guest each week at 8:06 Saturday morning, 2:06 Monday afternoon, and 6:06 Friday evening.